he was Ray, the Wonder Boy guy.
We as players all thought, well, what is Mr. Davis doing drafting a punter?
If this guy is that good, we don't have to worry about a punter for 10, 15 years.
Hey, great guy is 6'3", but he went up to about 7'3" on that.
If you're considered the standard, then you should be in the Hall of Fame.
Who's the best that ever played? Ray Guy.
It's been a long road. It's been a very long road.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Ray Guy, your most recent Raider inducted into the Professional Football Hall of Fame, receives his ring and joins the greatest to have ever put on an NFL uniform.
The last hurrah for the Hall of Fame. I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to getting the ring so the fans can enjoy it. And we're all going to have a good time, buddy.
When you are born, you are born with something. You are born with a fate that you're going to travel and hopefully one day meet that place that you are destined for. We have a place. We have a purpose in life. That's why we were put here on this earth. And we just need to find that.
64 years in the making, William Ray Guy's destiny began on December 22nd, 1949. In Swainsboro, Georgia.
I guess you might call it a trip back down memory lane here. I know that it's like everything else, is that time changes, places changes, but memory's still there in your mind, and you think about when you're driving here what it was like.
But this is where it all started. As a little young tot, barefooted, cut off blue jeans, no shirt, running wild, I guess.
He was Ray, the Wonder Boy guy, because there was nothing that he couldn't do.
We'd go over to the Thompson Presbyterian Church. Ray would punt and I would catch. He got where he could kick it over the trees. He would kick it over the church.
Ray was not just a great punter. He played football, baseball, basketball. Ray had an absolutely phenomenal knowledge and feel for every game he ever played.
I felt something was growing in me. And as it got on up through the years, then I began to realize whatever I did, I could be a part of that achievement that they were after.
Stories of the Wonder Boy at Thompson High School became legendary throughout the state of Georgia.
During the 1968 state championship game, Ray scored our touchdown and blocked a field goal with 3 minutes left to save the game. I think he blocked it with his chin. The next morning, I went to Ray's daddy's barbecue pit, and Ray was there about 8 o'clock in the morning chopping barbecue with stitches in his chin. He was not particularly pleased to be there, but he was there nevertheless.
We had to add a 10-foot section to the top of the goalpost. The referees could not tell if the extra point was good because he would kick them so high.
He was taught to triple jump just before the track meet because we need somebody to point there. He had never done it before. Showed him how to do it, and he won that event in the track meet. He was just a wonder.
Right now we're headed over to the campus, Southern Miss campus over here to the athletic center. First time we drove is when I actually, mom and dad then brought me to Hattiesburg to start school.
Thirty years before, a prestigious college award would be named after him. Ray Guy enrolled at the University of Southern Mississippi, where he was destined to catch the eyes of NFL scouts.
We had a film on him, and he kicked one out of his own end zone. And, I mean, it did hit and run, but it went through the other end zone. He kicked one 100 yards.
With the 23rd overall pick in the 1973 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders made history.
We like the idea of adding somebody to our defense in the form of a punter, where the opposition would have to go 80 yards rather than 50 yards.
As we get closer and closer, the best guy on the board of all of them was Ray Guy. And then when it came right down to picking Ray, the thoughts and the feelings were that he could come in right away and play.
Al Davis's decision to make Ray Guy the first punter ever selected in the first round was a unanimous one.
Once you start analyzing the whole thing, if this guy is that good, we don't have to worry about a punter for 10, 15 years.
That was as close to a no-brainer draft choice as we ever had in the 12 drafts I was with the Raiders.
Coming up, Ray Guy heads west to kick off his career in Oakland.
I thought when we drafted him, he was coming in to play safety.
He said when Ron Wolf signed me, Ron said that I could play safety too. I could be the safety and a punter. And I said, Ron lied.